Chapter 10 Bunny looked at the sign above the door of Charlie's private members club and nervously ran his hands through his irredeemably uncontrollable mop of dark brown hair. His palms were clammy, mouth dry, and a layer of cold sweat was causing his shirt to cling to his back. The remnants of his hangover were only partly to blame for all this. He'd gone home to change into what he thought of as his best shirt, but it had betrayed him by somehow getting smaller in the 3 months since he'd last worn it. It was perfectly wearable as long as he remained standing. Sitting down allowed his belly button to play peekaboo in a way that was not attractive. After the morning's briefing, he and Gringo had dropped into O'Hagan's for a lunchtime fried breakfast and a quick straightener from the hair of the dog. They'd eaten mostly in silence. After they'd left O'Rourke's briefing, Bunny had revealed that he was going to ask to be excused from the task force. And it had not gone down well. "But," Gringo had pleaded, "half the guards in Dublin would be begging to get on the damn thing." Bunny had no doubt he was right on that score. And one of those guards would be getting lucky, because his mind was made up. He knew exactly why Rigger wanted him there, and he didn't want any part of it. So he'd headed home, grabbed 2 hours fitful sleep, and then set about making himself presentable. He'd promised the shirt that he'd give up the takeaways for a month if it'd play ball. His black blazer had at least been a bit more forgiving. He even dug out the shoes he wore for weddings, the ones that squashed his little toe and sliced into the back of his heel. And here he stood, sweating like a turkey in December, drying his sweaty palms on the back of his shirt to avoid messing up his carefully ironed cream slacks. Bunny walked slowly down the sloping alleyway. He could hear the murmur of recorded music as he approached. He looked down the short flight of stairs to the basement-level bar and saw that a light was on inside. The door was painted red, chipped in places. The window beside it was grimy and had a wire mesh on the outside. Bunny glanced inside and saw the figure of the woman from last night, her hair tied back in a ponytail as she ran a mop across the floor. As he looked at her blurred silhouette, she wrung the mop out in the bucket and dipped it back into the water. Then she raised her head and looked in the direction of the window. Bunny heaved his big head out of view and turned to go, then turned back, then turned to go again, then turned back, and hovered his hand in the knocking position above the red chipped paint. He looked at his hand and whispered to himself, "Oh, for God's sake!" His attempted knock missed as the door opened before his knuckles could make contact. The face of the woman from the night before furtively poked out from around it. Bunny noticed that her hair was suddenly down again, hanging in a dark curtain over her right eye. She was wearing what appeared to be dungarees.
Hi, hello, how are you? Hi.
She raised an eyebrow and gave him a slight smile, and he noticed up close how big her brown eyes were. Hi.
I'm the fella who...
Smashed up the place last night?
She finished, a playful tone to her voice.
Yes, I'm really sorry about that. You see, not that I'm excusing it, but...
She held her hand up.
Relax. Noel was pissed at the time, but he's calmed down. A couple of the regulars told him the other 3/4 of the fight were disrespect in the music. He can't stand that either. That's not to say we encourage how you dealt with it. We've only got so much furniture.
Bunny followed her gaze as she glanced to his right. The remains of a table and a couple of stools lay shattered and discarded in the small enclave underneath the stairs.
Oh, shitting hell,
Don't worry about it. Noel's off getting replacements. We might actually end up with some furniture where two of the legs are the same length now.
Bunny shifted his hands about nervously. They suddenly felt like unwieldy slabs of meat that he didn't know what to do with.
I can only apologize. I'm not a violent person.
She raised the one eyebrow that was visible.
Really? Because you took to it pretty damn fast. You should consider going professional. You got potential, kid.
They were pricks, to be fair.
I'm glad to hear it. If that's the way you treat people you like, I'd be worried.
So where in the States are you from?
All of it. I'm a gypsy soul.
Well, you, like, a professional singer over there, too?
She opened the door further to show the wet floor behind her.
I ain't a professional singer over here. Gloria Estefan doesn't have to mop the floors.
Well, you're fantastic, like, at the singing, I mean. I was very impressed. Phenomenal stuff.
She smiled nervously.
Yeah, well, you should see how clean this floor is. It'll blow your mind.
Do you want to be a full-time singer?
What? And give up all this?
She gave him a quizzical look.
You ask a lot of questions.
Bunny held his hands up.
Sorry, nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Her face dropped into a stony stare.
My great-granddaddy was killed by the Spanish Inquisition.
Jesus, sorry, I... Hang on.
She laughed. A soft and surprisingly deep chuckle.
You are too easy.
Bunny grinned nervously back.
Oh, can I give you the money for the new furniture?
He started patting his jacket down, looking for his wallet.
Easy, big spender. You've not got your wallet, remember?
Bunny blushed.
Right, yeah.
She picked up his anorak from inside the door and handed it back to him.
You can drop in and sort it out with Noel during the week. Give him some time to cool off, too. He's here most nights, bar Mondays when we're closed.
What about you?
I'm here every night.
And will you be singing?
Serving drinks, unclogging the ladies, breaking up fights. I'm the total package.
Right, said Bunny. That's good.
She smiled again.
Is it?
Well, yeah, said Bunny. Can't have the ladies getting all backed up. Then they start using the gents and shock. Chaos ensues.
It's a complete breakdown in the natural order.
And as an officer of the law, I'm very concerned about such things.
That right? You got a peach of a black eye coming up there that says different.
Well, I...
She looked up into his eyes and fell silent for a moment. When she spoke again, the playfulness had gone from her tone.
Actually, your eye looks a little off. You might want to get that seen to. It don't look right at all.
Don't worry, said Bunny, pointing to his lazy left eye. That's always been like that.
Oh.
She looked suitably embarrassed.
Sorry. I put my big old foot in it there, didn't I?
Don't worry about it. I slammed a lad's head through one of your tables. Neither of us is brilliant at first impressions.
I wouldn't say that. That guy will certainly remember meeting you.
I'm just saying, I'm not some lunatic going about hurling digs into every mouthy gobshite without the sense his mother gave him.
She gave him a bemused look.
I know some of that was definitely in English.
Sorry, I... I was just saying I'm not some drunk bloke who gets into fights.
Course not. You're just a jazz fan with an admirably low tolerance for rudeness.
Exactly. Bunny nodded and smiled a wide grin.
So who's your favourite?
Favourite?
Jazz artist.
You are. She rolled her eyes over a skewed smile that made Bunny's tummy go a tad fizzy. And who is yours?
She stopped and pointed behind her, indicating the music playing inside.
Depends on my mood, I suppose. Right now, Billie Holiday.
Oh, yeah, said Bunny. He is great.
She shook her head.
Oh, dear. And you were doing so well.